with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We are live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, and it's all about fall beer today. And we've got an expert in the studio with us, Katie Spade from Siciliano's Market on the west side of Grand Rapids. And if you were just tuning in, you missed the last segment. Katie's just a wealth of knowledge, and we're going to continue down that trail right now. Katie, I wanted to ask you, when you walk into a beer store such as yours, it can be overwhelming.
Oh, definitely.
and you really don't know where to go. And all the pretty cans got the cool decals and mm-hmm. logos and all the other stuff. But when it comes down to it, it's, you know, $2.50 to $4 a can. Depending on what you're buying, and I don't want to make a $15 mistake because I don't know what I'm getting.
And we don't want you to make that mistake either.
Exactly. Yeah. So what are the typical questions that you ask somebody if they're coming in all starry-eyed like I might and go, man, what are you going to ask me so you point me in the right direction?
Yeah. So I'm going to ask what you usually drink.
Okay.
And I don't care if that's Bud Light, PBR, Coors, whatever. Just, you know, let's get the baseline. What is it that you enjoy usually? What have you tried that you've liked that's, you know, been outside of your comfort zone? And then what have you tried that you didn't like?
Okay.
That's a big one.
It's a big one, yeah. The hardest thing is when someone comes in and they say, oh, I like everything.
Yeah.
It's like, nah,
no, you don't.
Nobody likes everything.
Right.
I don't like everything.
You know, and the popular answer to that last question is, well, I don't like that hoppy bitterness,
mm-hmm.
right? But there's still a lot of beers out there that are hop forward
without
being bitter, right?
Right, yeah. And so there's definitely a lot of different ways we can direct you. If, like, yeah, bitterness is definitely one of that big ones. I don't like bitter beers. And, you know, there are other things, pale ales, the New England styles, a lot of other beers we can point you at. But just knowing that you don't want that bitter right up front, you know, that's key. That can ruin your whole beer experience.
Right.
Or, you know, if someone says, I don't like sour beers. Perfect. No problem.
Right.
We'll just, you know, we'll avoid those. We'll find some other things that you like.
On that,
mm-hmm.
my guess is you like sour beers.
Actually, they are not my go-to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And here's why. It was very sexist. But the only people I see that really like sour beers are women. I don't see none of my guy friends go for sours. You find that or not?
No, like at least 50% of our customers who buy sour beers are men, and the ones who spend the most money on them are men.
Really?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I can see where, like, yeah.
Get back then, it's not sexist. You're just lying to the audience.
You were. She's not.
I grew up on American Pale Ales and IPAs, and that's my go-to. That's my, you know, style I prefer. We definitely see a lot of men who like sours. And I think once sours moved away from things like framboise, like the Lindemans, you know, Belgian, fruity,
is framboise
beer,
sour?
Yes. Especially when traditionally made and not overly sweetened.
Oh.
It's a sour beer. And once there was more availability that didn't look so frou-frou, we have so many.
Well, the
men
foil who, wrapper kind of adds a foo-foo.
Yeah, that it was a kind of a pink bottle, essentially.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
and I
and
have
a
to
pink
tell
beer.
You, years ago, I was hooked on that stuff.
Yeah.
But I never considered it a sour.
Yeah, it is, though.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just that's
pretty
a very
sweet
back
for a
sweetened
sour
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right now we're trying something that's called a porter, and it comes from Lansing. What do you know about these guys?
Oh, Lansing Brewing Company. They are in the heart of downtown Lansing.
I've seen it.
Yeah, right across from the ballpark.
Large facility.
Yeah, gorgeous facility.
Is it?
Yeah.
Never been there.
One of my favorite food menus, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, this is going to be sacrilege. I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And they had a whole...
Okay, Bob's a tofu aficionado.
Oh, nice. I love grilled tofu.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but I didn't have to search on their menu.
Okay, you're cut off after that one, buddy. Can you have a tofu beer we can give Jop? He's famous for making a tofu comment on this show, and one of your brewer friends slaughtered him forever.
Strike
after
or
that.
Be stricken. That's my strategy right now. Strike or be
the
stricken.
The best defense is a great offense.
Anyways, nice variety on the food menu. Really good variety of beers. This is a year-round from them, Velvet Villain. called
That
so.
Is really good.
It's so smooth.
That's so
hence
nice.
The name. Yeah. This is just a really well-balanced porter. I actually had someone come into the store yesterday and ask, can you find me a porter that doesn't have a lot of adjectives? And I looked at him for a second. I laughed. And I thought about it. I'm like, yeah, doesn't want a vanilla porter, doesn't want a Java porter, doesn't want a caramel porter, just wants a porter.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Which actually for a while, it was really hard to
you
find.
You couldn't find them.
Yeah. And even yesterday, maybe half dozen I could find. You know.
Well, that's
pretty
good.
Yeah.
Because there's a certain vanilla porter that seems to have penetrated the market, and it's just okay.
Yep.
It's too sweet.
I agree.
It's not even beer. It's like...
It's dessert in a
bottle.
You
want dessert.
That's
okay. You can have one, you know.
But it also kills your taste buds. When you have something that sugary, you try to eat or drink anything afterwards, and your taste buds are dulled.
Yeah.
So to have something that's a little bit more balanced, this has got that nice roast character to it.
It's really nice.
Yeah. Nice
that's
head on it.
In my opinion, that's what this tastes like what I remember porters to be. And I haven't had a true porter in so long. And I think it is. And I didn't notice that trend that everybody went to very heavy on the vanilla.
Oh, yeah.
Or chocolate.
Yep.
Or coffee. I don't mind a little coffee because porter's supposed to have.
They
have,
that
coffee.
Kind of flavor, anyways.
But the vanilla and the sweet stuff, it's like syrupy.
We're gonna see a big downturn in the number of vanilla beers on the market because the availability of vanilla beans has just plummeted. They are not available and they become excessively expensive. So actually, for a normal porter drinker, someone who wants just a plain one, it's gonna be probably a little bit easier over the next
Those
couple
come out
years.
Of South America, don't they?
They do.
What's going on down there?
So rainforest reduction, climate change, all that jazz. Basically, the habitat for the irises that vanilla beans grow on is disappearing. Mm. Yep. And then, unfortunately, there was a local company with a big employee embezzlement situation. Very unfortunate.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. So even our local supplier here in Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Jop, I got a couple minutes left here. I want to talk about take a little segue off of beer for those who don't drink beer. And who actually want to talk about grilling, to talk a little bit about something I would just call a Mexican roast. You tasted it this week, and it's really simple. And again, I got to give credit to my oldest daughter, Emily, who taught me how to make a certain marinade for pork. What it got me into doing was using orange juice more in my marinades and in my cooking. So that roast I made for you this week, I was batching it all week. My wife's out of town, so Jop came over. I told him if he'd come over, I'd give him a free meal. I have to pay people to visit me, Katie.
Yeah.
So
I was only there an hour.
So I broke. I was. We were going to grill. We were going to do designer burgers, all this. It was raining like heck, and I thought, man, I've got all these roasts in the freezer from that cow. I'm just going to grab a roast, throw it in the oven, and by the time Jop gets here, we'll have some dinner. So this kind of would defy all things you're taught. I took a frozen roast, put it in my favorite ceramic roaster. I poured about 3 cups of orange juice in the bottom. I put Chef's Blend, Kitchen Magic, or whatever that Michigan-made
spices,
that's
pretty heavily salt, but it's flake salt.
It is. So I poured a bunch of that on it, and then I poured some. I put some nice Spanish onions on top, and then I hit it with some grapefruit, grapefruit balsamic from Old World, and some fresh pepper, and I baked it frozen. I put it in at 2 o'clock. You got there at 6. And 4 hours of roasting,
the
flavor.
You know what? I left, and I didn't ask you when I was there, but I left, and I thought to myself, what was that juice that was on there? Because it wasn't overly sweet, but now that you say it, you could taste a little bit of the citrus with it. And
it was kind of sweet.
Right, but I brought over a New England IPA,
right,
which ironically went really well with
it. I thought so.
Yep, it went really well with it. So coming up next, we're going to keep this conversation going with Katie, and we're going to cover a few more styles of beer, and I think we're going to have one more here to give us a taste, too. So stick with us. We'll be back.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.